Practice makes pain? At 10, Courtney Thompson was a top-ranked gymnast in New Hampshire. She had been doing flips since she was one and had her heart set on competing in the Olympics. She practiced 4.5 hours a day, 6 days a week, often repeating the same move 100 times. Her demanding schedule took a toll. It got to the point where Courtney could barely straighten her elbows unless she put ice on them. On January 12, 2005, she had to stop in the middle of a floor routine. "I jumped up and grabbed my arm. It hurt really bad." Doctors discovered that Courtney's constant workouts had caused the cartilage, or connective tissue, in her elbow to separate from the bone. She had surgery on both arms and went through months of painful rehabilitation. Courtney's experience is part of a growing trend in youth sports. Kids and teens were starting to have the same type of injuries that only professional athletes used to have. Experts say kids are pushing their bodies to the limit, practicing sports too hard for too long. The exhausting schedules often lead to dangerous injuries that could keep young athletes from competing permanently. Under strain. According to experts at the Physician and Sports Medicine Journal, between 30 and 50% of youth sports injuries are due to overuse. Overuse injuries are caused by repetitive motion that, over time, puts more stress on a body part than it can handle. The tissue or bone eventually breaks, stretches, or tears. Danny Clark ended up with an overuse injury last year. The teen baseball player from Altamont Springs, Florida, hurt himself by throwing 80 pitches in a single game after 2 months of not pitching at all. The sudden repetitive action tore Danny's rotator cuff. The rotator cuff is a group of 4 muscles and the tendons that connect them to bones in the shoulder. Afterward, he couldn't pitch for 2 months and needed 5 months of physical therapy. Too much, too soon. Experts say injuries such as Danny's are on the rise, in part because more and more kids are leaving casual sports for organized team competitions that require hours of practice and game time. Kids are playing sports more aggressively at younger ages, explains James Beattie, an orthopedist in Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin Butcher, a 15-year-old soccer player from Fort Collins, Colorado, is no exception. He plays soccer 3 or 4 times a week for 9 months a year. His dedication pays off. Last year, he helped lead his team to a state championship. But his success came with a price. "Last year, I sprained my ankle a few times, dislocated a bone in my foot, and broke both sides of my pelvis," Kevin says. The first time he broke his pelvis, Kevin didn't realize it for about a month. He played through the pain until doctors forced him to rest. When he dislocated a bone in his foot, a physical therapist put the bone into place, bandaged his foot, and let him play the next day. Knowing your limits. Not every kid who plays sports ends up with serious injuries. Experts say the key to avoiding injury is paying attention to your body. Feeling sore after practice is okay, but sharp pain is a warning sign that shouldn't be ignored. Kevin learned that lesson while recovering from his second broken pelvis in less than a year. There's definitely a glory in playing through pain, but I think there is a limit. You just have to know when to stop.